Just in the front door, we're standing on the bottom of the lighthouse. When you look up, what can you see?
Oh, beautiful spiral staircase going all the way up.
My name's Trevor Walsh.
I'm Annette, Trevor's wife.
So we're volunteers at Cape Bruny.
If you stand here long enough and you listen to your different winds, you can nearly tell what the speed of the wind is because the hum changes.
And you also get, naturally, with the lighthouse, you get the echo effect from the thick walls. And when you bring kids in here, that's quite
they
often what they
pick up on the echo.
On the echo and want a cooey and everything, yeah.
Shall we go upstairs?
Definitely.
How many steps are there?
I think there's about 70. I think you're just overawed by the beauty of the place, both inside the tower and then the view you get looking out. And it's a magic bit of coastline here in the southeast here of Tasmania. Looking north, I guess you look right along part of the channel and also the rest of Bruny Island. It's not a working lighthouse as such now. There's a little automatic beacon, solar powered, over on the other headland there that you can see, and that's the working light these days.
In each of the flashes, you're getting this glow of hitting the lighthouse. So on some nights, that's quite spectacular to see the lighthouse lit up. So it's lovely. Yeah.
Would you have liked to be a lighthouse keeper?
So it would have been a hard life.
Especially for families, for wives and children. I mean, just to be able to survive here in this environment, they would have had to produce everything they needed, really. Not only just keep that light going.
How have you survived here for the past 4 weeks?
We didn't have a car, so we just bought everything we needed, and there was provisions of water and everything here. So it's quite well equipped now, the homes, for living day to day, and you've got your solar system for electricity. So yeah.
So what have you been doing at Cape Bruny?
Everyone has their own little thing when they come here. You know, some historians will help put the museum together, someone else will come and polish the lenses in the lighthouse, someone else will do painting, someone else will plumb, someone else will be an electrician.
Yeah, I guess the other thing too is you, because it's a site that's well visited, so you've got visitors coming through every day, and so it's quite enjoyable to have a talk with them, and they've always got questions. So you do get a lot of people who are come through, have got history here at Cape Bruny, whether they know of someone who used to be a lightkeeper, or whether it's, you know, connected, or whether they might have done some work here putting the road in and things like that. Yeah. So you learn as much from them as anything.
And we had the other day we had Koori people visiting, and then I was taken aside and told how you kill mutton birds and what they used to do here when they were children, you know, like 60 years ago. And I thought, wow, that's pretty special. It's a living history here, so let's keep it going. It's been here for this long, and if it's looked after, it could be here forever, because it really has that quality about it. Yeah.
Obviously over the years it's saved a lot of lives as well.